Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time to take a look at health headlines. And this morning, hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity on which of the two options for older women at high risk of breast cancer is the best one. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
They've been doing a study on which of these two drug options is the best for preventing the disease and trying to weigh the trade-offs or the risks associated with them. What have they determined?
That's right. This shows the importance of this study duration. It was a study that was originally published in 2006 called the STAR study, and was talked about the American Association for Cancer Research meeting just on Monday. Looked at about 19,000 women using two medications. One is tamoxifen. The other is called raloxifene or Evista. Tamoxifen is an anti-estrogen medication, so it blocks the effect of estrogen-sensitive tumors in the breast. So it's not all breast cancers, but estrogen-sensitive tumors. Whereas Evista also will block that action. And originally, both of them had an equal effect on reducing the risks of breast cancer. But when they followed this even longer, and they've now looked at this over 7 years, they found that the tamoxifen will reduce the risk of breast cancer, estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, by a relative risk reduction of about 50%, whereas it's about 38% for the raloxifene or Evista. There are a bit more side effects with tamoxifen, increasing risk of blood clots and uterine cancer, whereas the raloxifene has less of that. But if the woman does not have risks for clots or uterine cancer, they are saying to use the tamoxifen right now as opposed to the Evista. So that's, in a nutshell, what this has shown, but also demonstrating that the longer you followed a particular study, and in this case these two medications, you saw this divide happening where the tamoxifen sort of took the lead in terms of its risk reduction effect.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.